A man of science has been celebrated in a new opera. Commentator Andrei Kudrescu was at the premiere.
I saw an opera about the inventor Nikola Tesla called Violet Fire. The story, written by Miriam Seidel, renders Tesla as a tragic figure who, like Prometheus, suffered grievously from playing with the fire of the gods. Nikola Tesla was the genius who designed the first alternate current motor, discovered X-rays, and pioneered wireless communication, making radio, television, and the internet possible. He was also convinced of the existence of life on other planets and planned to use the Earth's magnetic field to communicate with the aliens who often spoke to him. He also claimed to have invented a death ray that could split the Earth in half like an apple, but he never produced any evidence. He was much older when he claimed that, living in a hotel in New York, feeding pigeons on the window ledge. He was heartbroken when his favorite pigeon died, and he followed not long after, penurious and neglected, much the way he started out, decades earlier, a young Serbian engineer without any money, but with ideas for inventions visualized entirely in his mind, given to him by the voices of an inner light burning painfully inside him. Coincidentally, I read a memoir by Pandit Gopi Krishna, Kundalini, the Evolutionary Energy in Man, which might have some bearing on Tesla. Gopi Krishna was a humble Indian bureaucrat living in Kashmir in the early part of the 20th century, who was one day zapped by a great bolt of lightning that came up his spine, flooded his brain with unbearable light, and nearly killed him. For the next 40 years, Gopi Krishna was convinced that the maddening light that had flooded his body and brain was going to change the world, but having no scientific education, he merely produced strange verses. Gopi Krishna was aware that his condition would have been instantly diagnosed by psychiatrists as manic depression and schizophrenia, and he avoided doctors, convinced that drugs would poison him and that the mental hospitals were already full of enlightened beings who were victims of their inability to make something of the searing light. Tesla experimented at greater and greater electrical intensities that he conducted through his body in an effort, perhaps, to produce outwardly as much illumination as was already present in his Kundalini light-flooded brain. He succeeded in illuminating the world and facilitating rapid communication, but all that may be only a pale reflection of what he had seen within himself.
Poet Andrei Kudrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org. This is music from Violet Fire, an opera about Nikola Tesla. To learn more, go to our website, npr.org.